This is Nick Yurick, and you're listening to Let the Hate Flow Through You with Jeremy Shear and El Jordano Diablo.
Let the hate flow!
Available on the Lousy Weather Media Network.
Welcome to Let the Hate Flow Through You, your weekly dose of audible hatred. I'm Jeremy Shear.
El Jordano Diablo.
And this week, we have no guest.
We're back, though.
We're back for this week. We do have, we're sticking somewhat to the format, though. So, Jordan, why do you hate social justice warriors?
I like how you just got right into it. Like, we haven't skipped a beat. There's no pleasantries.
No.
I don't know. This is going to piss a lot of people off. We couldn't decide what we were going to talk about, but this just seemed like the best thing to do because, as we both have a lot of friends who are social justice warriors, I've had to start unfollowing people that I'm very close to. Because it just drives me up a fucking wall, man. You don't need to be a martyr for nothing that concerns you.
Yeah. I think it's odd that they call themselves social justice warriors when none of them can fight.
Yeah. do they call themselves that?
Like, no, I think it's an epithet.
Okay, because I was going to say, like, it's got to be more... It's just funny because, like, when we were talking about this, I was like, okay, should we do this? Because do I want to come off as, like, a right-wing fucking crazy? But that's not the case. It's really not.
El Jordano Diablo, new spokesperson for the alt-right.
Yeah, exactly. No, I can't do it anymore, man. Like, I'm getting to the point now where I just... I consider myself a very socially conscious person. I as long as you're not hurting anybody or being a fucking asshole for no reason, I don't really care who you are or what you do. And, you know, as long as you're not shoving it down my throat. But I'm starting to get to the point where, like the George Carlin thing, where it's just like, I'm just going to be an observer from now on. Like, I don't want to have opinions on things anymore because your opinion is never right if it doesn't line up with these people and the way that they tell you you have to believe because their cause is so important. It's like everybody's cause is just as important to the next person. Not at all.
What cause exactly are you talking about?
I mean, dude, it's just like everything. I mean, it's not even one specific thing. It's just like everything gets turned into a social issue, like everything does. And about, you know, people bitching about movies even, like, and like the criticisms of movies and the people that, like, I'll get, all right, for an example. People have been talking about that movie Us that just came out.
Okay.
And people have been pointing out that there's plot holes in it.
Okay.
Well, I've seen a few different people say that how are you only going to bitch about the plot holes in this movie directed by this horror movie directed by a black guy when every other horror movie has plot holes in it? Like, mm-hmm. Literally every single one. And what's funny is the first person that I saw post about that movie having plot holes was a black dude. So I feel like the social justice warrior people, they fucking they create problems that aren't even there. Mm-hmm. They create issues that aren't there. And it just causes more contention when aren't they supposed to be the ones on the side of, like, peace and justice and all that shit?
No justice, no peace.
I mean, I agree with that.
Yeah, well, so do they. That's the whole point of it. Is that there are some serious wrongs in the world and they're to be corrected. But the means of the modern social justice warrior seems to be online discussion and not actually going out into the world and re-socializing the people that are in problems.
Well, it's just like the same thing as like sharing an article and not reading the article. Mm-hmm. You know, they just read the headline, and it's, you know, to quote, you know, many people, but mostly Eric Bischoff, you know, context is king, man. Like, people don't understand that words are taken out of context way more than, and people place blame and point blame on shit like, on, you know, a snippet of what somebody says. They take the words that they hear and they're like, well, fuck that person because, you know, they said this about this group of people. And it's like, well, no, did you read the whole paragraph? Because I can't remember specifically, but there was one that stuck out in my mind for a while that I was just like, I was surprised about. Like, everybody jumped down somebody's throat. It was a celebrity of some sort.
Was it Barbara Streisand?
No, it was longer ago than that. I can't fucking remember.
Because Barbara Streisand intimating that children enjoyed being diddled was kind of a lot.
Well, I didn't. I did not hear that. Please divulge.
The long and short of it is, she said, "Yeah, Michael Jackson probably did it, but those kids loved being there."
Okay, so. Oh God, trying to apply context to that's a little hard. Yeah, I mean, sure. I guess if I were to play devil's advocate on that, which, and this is where people would jump down my throat, take it out of context, if you will. If the kids got fucked by Michael Jackson or touched by Michael Jackson, that is horrible and awful, but at the same time, who's to say that they weren't having fun riding the roller coasters in the back fucking yard? Okay? So maybe that's what she implied. I don't know if she implied that they liked getting diddled or they loved it.
I think she was implying that a little bit of pressure on a fresh rectum.
Oh my God.
And
oh God, wait. Define fresh rectum.
Untouched by human hands. Because I don't know if you've hung out with children lately, but they don't like to wipe.
No, I don't hang out with a lot of kids. I can't say that I do.
They've all got dirty assholes.
I thought you were the world's foremost authority on kid dick, not kid asshole. Or is it both?
Look, I do a lot of research. So
scientific research?
Yeah, it's all for science.
I have not watched that Michael Jackson thing yet.
Me neither.
What's it called? Leaving Neverland?
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't watched it yet. I don't really want to, because I guess from what I've heard is it's pretty damning.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't, like, is there, I'm certainly not the type of person to say that when somebody accuses somebody that they shouldn't automatically be believed. However, I will say that I have seen it firsthand where somebody makes up a lie about somebody doing something to them.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying that those two gentlemen who went to Michael Jackson's house, like I said, I haven't seen it. But is there proof? I'm not trying to have an opinion on the movie or the documentary or whatever, because I haven't seen it. It's always been speculation about Michael Jackson, right? Like, and the defense has always been that he was just a fucking weirdo who liked to hang out with kids. Is that not a possibility?
It's a possibility, but there's only one way to test it. You have to blow these people until they cry. And depending on when they cry is how you know they were molested.
I don't know how or where you came up with that science, but I'm going to leave that to you.
I'm not going
to. I consider myself more of an alchemist.
An alchemist. Okay. So you're not into real science?
No. I like magic and powder and shit.
Who doesn't like powder?
What kind of powder?
You like powdered sugar? Goodies headache powder. No, but yeah, it's the situations like that are hard to like. Okay, what's the evidence? Like, not all the time. Are you gonna have bloody panties and scratch marks? It's just what it is.
Is that? Are you just using that as an example, or is that something from that documentary?
No, I haven't watched the documentary.
I can't imagine you would watch that documentary.
No, I don't want to go through all that. No, but you know, it's there's rarely hard evidence, man, because you know, like if I don't know how to put this without, you know, re-traumatizing people. So let's just say there's not all the time there's going to be physical evidence. So
no, and I mean, like I said, I'm not, I mean, I guess you can call this backtracking if you want. I'm not saying, like, that people shouldn't be believed. Like, when somebody does come forward and say, hey, this happened to me, and it was done, you know, by this person, you know, what I've never understood, and I'm not a victim, so I don't know what the thought process is, you know, when something like that happens to you. But like in my head, what I want to believe is that if that did happen to you, you would want to out that person, and you would want, you know, them to be brought to justice. But then there's other, it's so fucking convoluted, because it's like, how can you sit there and defend, like, oh, you have to believe every person's a victim? Well, not necessarily. That's not always fucking true. And like I said, I've seen firsthand accounts, like multiple people who have been accused of shit that I know they didn't fucking do.
Mm-hmm. I mean, but do you?
As much as the person saying that they did it, if they didn't, does. So it's just an equal playing field then, except that everybody, and also I've not been accused of anything, because I've never done any shady shit like that. I've never tried to diddle anybody of age or underage. So
missing out.
What's that?
Missing out.
Do you say that as the diddler or the diddlee?
Oh. We all know the answer to that. No, man, it's a difficult situation, but as somebody that's been through it, this is what I went through. When it first happened, I wanted everybody to know, because I was like, this is fucked up. This is a fucked up thing happened to me, and I don't know what to do about it, and this person is still around. Please help. I am lost.
Sure.
And then eventually it got to the point where it was like, this isn't helping me talking about it and like telling other people about it, because now I just feel like a piece of shit. So, you know, it became, instead of like shouting to the rooftops that I got hurt, it was more like tell a few people, like, hey, like, yeah, I'm a little nuts about this. So this is what's going on, and well, what do you want to do about it? Nothing. It's like, you know, the point of it isn't, you know, I don't give a fuck about when give me a reasonable situation where I'm going to call the cops. I'm not going to. So that's not what I want.
No, we were raised on, well, we were, I don't know if we were raised on not calling the cops, but we were, you know, the communities that we belong to definitely are anti-cop callers.
So it's like, yeah, what other recourse is there? And I think the social justice warrior answer to that is public shaming. It seems to be that's their method of choice. But, you know, like you said, how do you know if it's a thing, if it's an actual thing? Because you don't know, because you weren't there. And
well, no, and that's true. But at the same time, I mean, like, coming out and, you know, if somebody, if person A says something, you know, if person A says person B did this to me, and then person C through Z all back person A based on what they said, and then it comes out that person A lied, you did a lot more damage to person B than person A ever received, because they never were damaged in the first place.
Yeah.
So how, and that is like one of the problems I see with the whole social justice warrior thing, is everybody immediately jumps to the defense of, you know, the person who says something happened to them. But when it turns out that it didn't, nobody turns around and publicly shames that fucking person, that's, you know, said victim or whatever.
The reason for that is because, you know, because
they would have to eat their fucking words.
That's part of it. The other part of that is, well, if all this shit happens to somebody who comes forward, you know, regardless of whether or not it's true, and bad shit happens to them, it discourages people from speaking up.
I mean, I don't know, dude. Like, I know people that actual shit has happened to them. And I do believe that true, real victims, it is not up to them, like, as far as it is up to them, but it's that up to them is not the right term to use. It's their prerogative on how they handle it.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope that they find to handle it in a healthy way, the best way that they can. But when, just like, I don't know, when people, like you did bring up a good point, is just like when I asked, how do you know that it happened? You know, it's like, how do you know that it didn't happen?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, then why doesn't everybody else who's not involved mind their own fucking business then? Why does everybody have to fucking jump to the defense of one party or the other instead of just being like, you know what? I don't know enough about this situation. I'm going to keep my fucking mouth shut.
Because a terrible thing happened and you feel powerless, that you couldn't do anything, like, when it happened. So now that it's out, you have this opportunity to show support in that, you know, kind of gets rid of some of the guilt there.
But why not, not quietly support, but why can't you just be there for the person that, you know, if that person's your friend, you know what I mean? Like, if something happens to your friend, you don't have the right to fucking go on Facebook and post about it. Like the social justice warrior people, that you don't have the right to do that, because their immediate defense is always, oh, well, it's up to the victim. But people go on about, you know, it's just, it's hard for me, without speaking about specific situations that are not my fucking place to speak about.
They are not.
So I don't. It's become so much that I have unfollowed, like, so many people, so I don't see it as much anymore, you know, and I like it that way. And I've been told before, oh, well, you just live in your own bubble. Well, fucking okay. And what's the problem with that? Like, if I'm still a good person And I, you know, believe in the social rights of every fucking human being. Why would it be wrong of me to just be like, it's not my business? I, you know, that's not showing support. That's me fucking, well, I don't know anything about the situation. I feel bad for that person that it happened to, and leave it at that, instead of like 96 Facebook comments arguing back and forth. You know what I mean?
I just think that's a symptom of the Facebook age more than anything else. Because, you know, back in the day before Facebook, when shit went down.
MySpace.
Yeah.
Zanga.
All those bulletins on MySpace.
Wait, what was the original one? Angel Fire. Was that what it was called? The websites?
Yeah.
Yeah, Angel Fire.
Angel Fire, GeoCities.
GeoCities, that's the other one.
Yeah.
We're really dating ourselves here.
Mm-hmm. I have a GeoCities page up, trashing everybody for no reason.
Is it current?
No.
Because that would be amazing if it was.
There's no way to make a GeoCities page now. Getting back to the main point, because the social justice warrior is not just I don't know how to put this, but embracing the warm hug of victimhood. It's also things you can and cannot say.
Yeah.
But is that really a bad thing?
I think my personal opinion, I used to be, I mean, when you first met me, I was, you know, Mr. I'll say whatever the fuck I want, whenever the fuck I want, because blah, 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 this, that, the other thing. I've now adopted the belief that, and, you know, I probably first saw this posted by some social justice warrior. You do have the right to say whatever you want. You have the freedom to say whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't make you free of consequence, though.
Yeah.
For your words. Mm-hmm. I used to believe, yes, anybody could say whatever they want, whenever they want, as long as the context is correct. That's not necessarily true, because there's some things that shouldn't come out of anybody's mouth.
Such as?
The N-word.
Incorrect. That can come out of some people's mouths as long as they're the correct pigment. Next word.
I'm just saying.
Next, you know, word.
I am talking about the use of it by, I don't know, you really, does it, it's an unnecessary word. At least with the ER on it.
Well, I mean, how am I supposed to tell a black person that I'm mad at them?
You can't just tell the person you're mad at them. Why does it have to be tell the black person you're mad at them? Why can't it just be the person?
Because it's usually a black person.
You're usually mad at black people?
No.
I don't know. That's what I just heard.
You're taking it out of context. I was saying that to be glib and amusing.
Now who's backtracking? Now who's blacktracking?
I'm blacktracking.
I like how this is the first episode we've done in like 8 or 9 months, and we're just right off the bat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You see, this is what happens when we don't have a guest.
Yeah, this is why we have a guest. keeps me from saying.
I was going to say to keep us in line.
Yeah, pretty much. No, but the main problem that I have with the social justice warrior is emotions are more important than, work. Somebody got hurt. Tough. Somebody gets, you know, systematically excluded from having a life. That's one thing. Somebody gets their feelings hurt. I don't really fucking care.
Yeah, no, and I mean, like, and that's the, I do agree with you on that, because, like, just because I say something that you don't like doesn't make me wrong. It's just that some people pick and choose what, you know, everybody now in this Facebook age, like as you said, is the judge, jury, and executioner. Well, when everybody's the judge, jury, and executioner, that doesn't fucking work.
So are you saying there should be a council of social justice warriors who says that
lock them all in a courtroom and burn it down.
They come together and decide who's canceled. And then
they did it to Roseanne.
I mean, Roseanne did it to herself.
What did she say again?
She called somebody a monkey.
Did she?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And she was...
Wow. She said... You can't... Was it a white person that she said that to?
No. No, it was not. So
I was being glib.
So after that, it was like, all right, Roseanne.
Mm. No, and by all means, you get the fuck out of here anyway. Mm-hmm. I wanted to enjoy the show. I did enjoy the show. And then I found out that Roseanne is a piece of shit.
She's a little bit loopy, one could say.
Didn't she do a bunch of cocaine in the 80s with Tom Arnold?
Probably. Who hasn't done a bunch of cocaine in the 80s?
With Tom Arnold.
Tom Arnold was a popular fella.
I mean, I don't know, dude. It's just like, it's like I said, it's hard to give like specific examples now just because I've removed myself so far from it. It's just...
Give me an example of a time where you read something and immediately unfollowed them.
Oh, give you... I don't know. Let me take a look here. Let me see if there's anything I can find.
We're good. We're going to the phone.
Yeah.
Jordan is looking through all the people that have pissed him off in the past couple of years.
Because I have a list.
And trying to find a specific example of somebody being such a social justice warrior that Jordan had to unfollow them immediately. He no longer cares what they think. They have proven themselves.
No, see, you're taking that out of context. It's not that I don't care what they think completely. It's that, for example,
mm-hmm.
If somebody says something on Twitter or Facebook or whatever that I deem like, oh, grow the fuck up and get over it. And I unfollow them because of that. That doesn't mean I don't like that person, because there are people that I do unfollow but still enjoy my personal interactions with them when I see them. It's more or less, you know what? Maybe it's not social justice warriors. I mean, it is, as much as it is people fucking saying shit on the internet just because they have the platform to do so.
I mean, that's kind of the point of the internet.
Is that what Al Gore fucking thought when he invented the internet?
Al Gore thought, you know what? I'm going to have a place to store all my porn.
And see... That's a noble cause.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what the internet. The internet is not about. Yeah, I mean, yeah, sure. It does give you the platform to say whatever you want, but most people don't fucking think before they, or at least they think that they do. They think that they're so high and above, and that their thinking is so much more complex than other people. That's not fucking true. Just because you think that doesn't make it fucking true. People whining and bitching about... What really gets me is... There's... You know, I'm a white guy. So I'm not a disenfranchised group of people at all. Sure, I...
You're fat and retarded.
Yeah. Well, thank you. I appreciate that. That at least gives me, you know, I have an out so that when people come after me for this shit, I say,
I'm sorry.
Like, I'm fat and retarded. Shear said so. So that makes it true.
I'm just saying it because of your almond eyes and the fact that you've been licking your nostril for the past 5 minutes.
But it's always, it's not always, sorry. It's 95% of the time white people in their 20s to early 30s that are always the fucking martyrs for other groups of people. And yes, you can make the argument that, well, these people are already, you know, disenfranchised, which is, you know, their favorite word, enough that, you know, they need our help, blah blah. No, they fucking don't. People can fight their own goddamn fights. I can be on the side of that fight, but why is it always fucking white people in their 20s and 30s that are the ones constantly trying to bring attention to shit that doesn't fucking really matter? Probably doesn't really matter to that group of people they're talking about. Probably doesn't matter because that group of people probably thinks, oh, somebody said some ignorant shit again. Who cares? Let them fucking eat their own words.
Well, I mean, that's the hope, that people will eat their own words if they're being shitty. But that's not always the case.
So it's up to white people to go on Twitter and Facebook and make it known?
Yes, it is up to white people to save the world. Whites.
So we destroyed it first, now we have to save it.
Look, as a superior race, whites have a responsibility to save the mongrel peoples of the world from themselves.
And that's coming from a Jewish person. That's great.
Well, I'm not included.
I mean, I know you feel the same way I do about a lot of this shit.
It's more of that, you know, when I see shit like that out of people in their 20s and early 30s, I'm like, oh, you haven't figured out that there is not a fucking thing you can do yet. So because, you know, you just figure out about all the injustice, and that's why so many like activists and shit are in college, because the more information that you're getting about the world around you, and it's like, oh, this is all fucked up. I want to do something about it. And
but people don't become activists until they're in college. Most of the time.
Well, I know a few people that were going to marches when they were 4 years old, so it's just what it is.
And let me counter that by saying they didn't go to a march at 4 years old. They were brought to a march at 4 years old.
No, they got in their strollers and wheeled them up the street like they were in a wheelchair with their tiny little arms dangling over the side.
It just sounds like you're talking about justice, somebody with like
no
fucking
peace.
With some kind of like MS or something. I don't know.
Yeah, pick the one that I don't like.
Wait, you don't like people with MS?
Yeah, my mom was a bitch.
See? All right. Now that's a problem. You are basing your experience with one person and saying, well, all people with MS are fucking retards, which is apparently another word you're not allowed to say.
You're not. You have to say special.
To me, that is worse. Oh, they're special. Okay, why don't you just say, oh, they're fucking touched in the head? Because that's a much better term than either special or retarded.
That is actually a word that is used. Touched.
Touched. They're touched by an angel.
Mm-hmm.
Or by Michael Jackson.
But, you know, the special guy that I'm friends with calls himself special. He's like, nobody wants my special dick. Now, what's funnier? Special dick or retarded dick? Think about it. Special dick is way funnier.
Context.
Mm-hmm.
Context. I will give you that one.
Yeah.
That is absolutely true.
Yeah, but No, I mean, people are all hopped up on this idea that any band word, if you will, is a dog whistle to people that tend to, what's a good way to put it? They don't like minorities. And so anytime...
Wait, say that again. That, you confuse me.
Okay. So anytime you use a forbidden word, it's a dog whistle that alerts people that are a little hateful and don't care for minorities that you're on their side. Not only that you're on their side, but it's okay to use that language.
Okay. Now, here is an example of, like I prefaced at the beginning of this, you know that I'm a very socially conscious person. I don't hate fucking groups of people. I just hate fucking people that are idiots.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what race, color, creed, religion you are, although I think most religious people are fucking idiots. But, all right, when the Charlottesville, I may have spoken about this on a previous episode, I don't remember. But when the Charlottesville riot thing happened,
mm-hmm.
you remember?
Yes.
I was, that entire day, I spent getting tanked with my friend Zach. And I left his house. I ordered a lift at like 3:30 in the morning. And I was going from Lakewood to Fairview. So 8 to 10 minutes max, depending on which way you go.
Okay.
And I got in the car. I was shit-faced.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I always, no matter if you, this is my rule with Lyft or Uber or whatever. If you get me to point A to point B safely, you're going to get 5 stars. Like, mm-hmm. that's just the way it is. Because I've never seen the point in rating some. Like, I want to know what goes through people's head where it's like, oh, no, I'm only giving them 3 stars. It's either 5 or it's fucking 1. And I get into this guy's car. And I had just left my buddy's house. We had a great day. It was a lot of fun. And aside from the fact that the Charlottesville shit happened, well, I get into his car, and he's an, I would say he was maybe 60, white dude.
Mm-hmm.
And he's listening to conservative radio. My choice? No, absolutely not. I would never listen to it, but also not my car. I paid to get into your car. I don't give a shit what you listen to. It could be fucking Hanson for all I care. I don't give a shit. As long as you get me from point A to point B. So, this guy's listening to conservative right-wing radio. It's so hard to say. And I'm a bald white guy.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the middle of summer, or it was the beginning of summer. I can't remember exactly when that happened. Maybe it was spring. It was hot out. I remember that. And so, bald white guy, goatee, wearing a tank top that says Dick's Gym on it, I think. And this guy starts spouting off about the Charlottesville shit. So I'm trying to not really pay attention, but he said something about that. Like, he said to me, you know, oh, did you hear about what happened today? I said, yeah, I did. It sucks. He goes, well, yeah, I guess, you know, it really just depends on what way you look at it, and starts dropping fucking racial slurs left and right. And then, and like this whole time, I'm not saying a fucking word. I am literally in the backseat of this dude's car because at the same time, I'm shit-faced. I don't know if this guy's got a fucking gun. So if I start spouting off at the mouth, I'm sorry, but most right-wing people, in my opinion, are fucking crazy or stupid or idiotic, whatever, retarded, special, whatever word you want to fucking use. I don't care. And I'm just deadpan staring at this dude in his rearview mirror. And he keeps looking back at me, waiting for like a response of like, oh yeah, I agree with you. And I'm just fucking dead staring at this dude. So he starts talking about, and he goes, and you know, the worst thing in this fucking country is the fucking Arab people who come in, They buy a gas station. They own it for 7 years. Then they just give it to the next family member. They make all this money that they don't have to pay taxes on. And then they go back to their own country with all of our money. And I looked at him and I was like, yeah, they found a way to beat the fucking system. Pretty goddamn smart, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. And that was towards the end of the ride. He was dropping me off. And like my tone clearly like was stating to this dude, you're talking to the wrong fucking white guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm getting out of his car and he goes, have a nice night, I guess. And I was like, go fuck yourself. Mm-hmm. And just walked right into my uncle's house. And I, like I said, I was shit faced. So the first thing I do is I rate him a one. It's the only time I've ever given somebody one fucking star. And the next day I woke up to an email from Lyft and they were like, please explain to us what happened. So I did. And they comped me like $50 in rides, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, dude, I'm just, the reason I was mad is because like, what if the wrong person got in that dude's fucking car? You don't know what's going to happen. You know, that guy shouldn't be driving for a company that opens themselves to all walks of life. And this guy, what if fucking a fucking gay dude got in his car and he realized it and just was like, I'm going to kill this guy. You don't know what the fuck's going to happen.
That's generally not what happens in those situations.
What about the guy in Kalamazoo? What about the dude in Kalamazoo who the Uber driver who just fucking drove around and shot a bunch of people?
That man is my hero.
Tell that to Chuck, our friend who almost got in that guy's car one night.
Almost.
True story. It was the night he got caught. It was either the night he got caught or the night before he got caught.
Oh, man.
True story. It was outside the bar Up and Unders in Kalamazoo. All I'm saying, though, is like, so I'm a socially conscious person. I'm not going to let you sit there and fucking badmouth groups of people who are saying, you know, tear down Confederate statues, blah, 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 whatever. Now, in the grand scheme of things, do I think Confederate statues of fucking people who lived 150 years ago matter? No, I could give a shit if a statue stands. As long as it's not a fucking Adolf Hitler, you know, as long as somebody built a statue for him, I don't really give a shit.
I mean, it's still a, it's a monument to racism.
I mean,
they were not built after the Civil War. They were built during the early 20th century as a reminder to black people that, hey, we still don't like you. As a matter of fact, we're going to show you how much we don't like you by, you know, showing.
Okay, and I don't know. I don't know that. I don't know that that is the case.
It is.
I didn't. I'm not saying that you're wrong, but where is the proof of that? That they were like, we're going to build this so that black people know that they're not welcome here. And I'm not saying you're wrong. I've never.
Why would somebody want to mark their heritage long after, you know, most of the people that served in that war are dead? And, you know, why would you want to say, hey, we lost. Here's our person that lost. What other purpose does it serve other than sending a message?
You, all right. Yeah. I mean, that's a very good way to put it, because it's just what crossed my mind was like, well, the Germans didn't build fucking statues of Himmler and Mm-mm. Hitler and, you know, Goebbels or whatever the fuck his name is.
No, because it's illegal. They said they wanted no trace of their Nazi past, so it is illegal to, you know, display anything like that.
What I don't understand, though, is like, because, you know, fuck the Confederate flag, fuck all that, obviously, fuck all that racism shit. Like, what I don't understand is, in this country, it is illegal to buy and sell Nazi paraphernalia.
Mm-hmm.
Yet, the rebel flag is fine.
Yeah, well, Rebel Flag sells. Also, it was on the Dukes of Hazzard, which makes it okay to sell.
That it makes it, I mean, it makes it okay in whose eyes?
Everybody that loved the Dukes of Hazzard and made it a highly rated show.
But, okay, so when you see a Confederate flag, and I'm not, and I know you're not defending the Confederate flag, I'm just saying, like, when you see one out on somebody's truck, do you think that it is because of the Dukes of Hazzard that they have that on there?
It depends. Are they jumping over a crick?
I mean, unless it's the... Wasn't their car called the General Lee?
Yes. Their car was called the General Lee. It was orange and it
the
had a...
The guy who... General Lee... I love that the Southern state... Like, the Southern state defenders, shit like that, or the people who defend, you know, the Confederacy, when they defend shit like that. And they talk about how, well, the South wasn't fighting the war over slavery. They were fighting it over states' rights. That's total bullshit. The states' rights were to own slaves. That's the rights they were fighting over.
Nobody likes being a racist.
I don't... You said nobody likes being a racist?
Like being called a racist.
No, nobody likes being called one, but they fucking certainly don't mind being one.
Yeah, but they don't want to be called out on their shit, which again is where the social justice warrior comes in to identify and ostracize those people who are racist.
I mean, I feel like, I don't know. You know, but the thing is like, okay, so it's the social justice warriors. They want to, you want to out people, you want to this, you want to that, but like, nobody wants to take what sometimes, in my opinion, is necessary violence against those people. They just want to out them and tell everybody so that they're shamed and sad and they don't have any friends. No, fuck those people. Take them out in the middle of the street and fucking shoot them, like Stalin would have.
I mean, that's one way to do it. But if you kill them, they don't learn nothing.
No, but their friends do.
Well, it depends.
Well, shit. Fuck. I can't say the N-word anymore because Joe said the N-word and they shot him in the fucking head. I'm not going to say the N-word anymore. Lesson learned. One life saves a bunch. Am I wrong?
Yeah, because it's like, hey, Joe said the N-word and then he got shot. Well, now we got to kill those other N-words. You're ramping it. You can't ramp up the violence and not expect violence in return.
And this is why, but I, dude, there is no way that racism or any type of hatred, like seriously, any type, if you hate trans people, if you hate gay people, if you hate any race, whatever the fuck reason you hate somebody, there's no way, at least I hope, there's no way that the hate of, like, the real hate in this world outweighs the good in people.
My hatred of Italian men is so great that it overcomes love, and I have figured out a way to get rid of them.
But you love Ryan DiPerna, and he's Italian.
I'm going to poison the gabagoo.
You're going to kill me too, then.
Well.
And I'm not Italian.
Not yet. What's the word that I'm looking for?
It's the N-word.
Oh, I don't need to look for that.
Always on the tip of your tongue?
collateral damage. That was the word.
No, cholesterol damage. That's what you have.
Oh, I've got plenty of cholesterol damage. It's bad. It looks like the only time I work out is when I'm taking a violent shit.
So. Dude, the worst is when you are when you have to take a shit when you're having an anxiety attack. I've never sweat more in my life. It's like, it's literally like you're taking just a greasy shower. It's the worst thing in the world.
I think Greasy Shower would be a great name for a show.
Greasy Shower?
Greasy Shower. It's a dirty show.
I was going to say, instead of, you know, showering people with gas, you just shower them with grease and make them Italian or Greek.
Depends on what kind of grease.
Well, for either one of those, it would just have to be olive oil, right?
That's the hope. Or the gyro grease.
Lamb pork grease.
Yeah.
Lamb and pork grease.
All the stuff that falls off the whatever the hell they call that.
Lamb log.
Yeah, lamb log, sure.
Lamb log's a good band name. I don't know, dude. I mean, I just... Like, I don't know how many times I can say it. It's like, I can be a socially conscious person without fucking whining about everything that happens to every group of people on Facebook or Twitter or in Instagram or whatever. You know what I mean? I don't see the need to run your fucking mouth when it really has nothing to do with you.
Well, one would argue that as everybody is a part of the human race, is their responsibility to stand up for their fellow humans.
And I agree with that. I agree with standing. I'm one of those people, like you know the whole if you see something, say something thing?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck that. If you see something, do something. Like, if you see, like... a hateful act taking place, don't fucking call the cops. That's when you get involved. Go get involved. Don't fucking, oh, this is me mimicking typing. This is what I saw, and I felt really bad for this person, and blah, 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 and I saw him get taken away in an ambulance. What did you do to help him? What did you do? Not a fucking thing.
They're here to observe and record, but not interfere.
I want everybody to know that this shit still exists. No shit, it still exists. Donald Trump is the fucking president of the United States. Mike Pence is the vice president of the United States. Two hateful fucking people. We know the shit still exists. So go do something about it. Stop fucking bitching about it on, you know, oh, I can't believe... so-and-so said this, you know, about my girlfriend or about women or... But shut the fuck up and go do something about it. Mm-hmm. That's where I stand on it. So you can be a socially conscious person without turning Facebook into the fucking beer hall putsch.
I mean, it's very strange that you would compare the ramblings of a social justice warrior to Adolf Hitler.
Is it weird? Is it weird because it's basically the same fucking thing?
No. No, it's not.
On it is. It absolutely is.
How? Because Hitler was out to, like, murder Jews, not get his point across.
And these people are out to murder white men.
I'm okay with that.
Me too, honestly. Like, take me first.
Mm-hmm.
Take the not racist guy first, okay? Just like, honestly, just end my fucking life, because I'm so tired of hearing people bitch all the time. That's really what it comes down to. I just want to watch fucking wrestling and have an opinion on that. That's what I give a shit about.
Mm-hmm.
We're all going to die in a fucking nuclear attack eventually anyway, or the fucking earth is going to melt, or we're going to fall off one side of it because it's flat now. Whatever. I'm just fucking tired of everybody. Everything is just constantly, bah, 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 bah. Oh, this person hates women because he said bitch. Wrong. I fucking love women. You're a bitch. Period.
End of discussion, bitch.
I think that would be a good place.
Yeah. Yeah, I think here's what it boils down to for me is the really the only social ostracization that happens when it's like the call out culture and the whole like this person is obviously racist because they said coon.
Oh shit. Okay, go ahead.
I lost my train of thought because you were giggling so maniacally.
He meant Daniel Boone. Or was it David Boone?
It's Daniel Boone.
Daniel Boone. He wore a coon hat, right?
Coonskin cap.
I did.
I saw what you did. But the only you know, it's at the end of the day, it's just you can't sit with us. And like, who gives a shit if like if you don't like somebody? Like, nobody likes you. So why should we give a shit what you think of this person if it only really matters to your close circle of friends?
Because everybody's close circle of friends is now fucking upwards of 500-600 fucking people on Facebook who, and then, you just, I mean, like, dude, I unfollow just as many fucking people who we've been talking about. I unfollow more or even unfriend more of the fucking Blue Lives Matter fucking crowd. Because those people are fucking idiots, too.
Bootlickers and cop lovers and all that shit.
Yeah, fuck that shit.
Mm.
Like, I'm sorry. Like, I am a white guy, and sure, I'm sure privileges have been given to me that I was not aware of because I'm white. I'm sure that has absolutely happened. However, in my experience with the police, it's not been very good. They don't like me.
They don't like anybody. They're not there to protect and serve.
They like white women.
Everybody likes white women. They're America's greatest natural resource.
What's that from? Where are the white women at?
Yeah. That's what everybody says as soon as they immigrate here. Where are the white women at? We have come here for white women and pizza.
Speaking of which, pizza. We are in Akron right now, and we are going to be ordering a Fiesta pizza because that shit is dope. If you're ever in the Akron area, the East Akron area, doesn't matter who works there, if they're white or black, you just go order yourself a sausage pizza because the whole thing is covered in sausage and it's all crumbly and good. And that's what this world should turn into. Just Jordan, ground meat.
Jordan, did they pay us for you to say that? No, they fucking didn't. Stop plugging people.
I'm gonna fucking start plugging people.
Fuck Fiesta Pizza.
No, I meant like with a gun.
Yeah.
But not really. I mean, guns are okay. I think they need to go away for the most part, though. Cops shouldn't have guns. People should have guns.
Cops aren't people.
No.
They're pigs.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
Cops are pigs. They're, you know what? Cops are subhuman. Mm-hmm. And that's not being racist in any way. They're just subhuman. Because they think like cavemen.
Yeah, they are programmed to beat up minorities too. I'm pretty sure
100%. Even the minority cops will do it. It's fucked up. It's really fucked up. The whole systematic thing is fucked up. I don't like it.
So you have this whole systematic fucked upness going on, and what's, how do you stop it? How do you make changes?
I think if people as a whole were smarter, that lines of communication could be opened, and people could work out their issues that way. But I'm not that way.
I'm not that way.
That was me quoting a comedian, a special comedian.
He's special. He's wonderful.
Is his dick special?
He's got a special dick. He told me he had a special dick.
God, I missed this.
Let's see. I had a point. Oh, so, but people aren't, like, they don't have their shit together, and there isn't going to be an open line of communication. You're left with the tools that you have at your disposal. What do you do?
Are you asking me personally?
What do you do to change the world?
What do you do to change the world?
Everything's fucked up. The system is wrong.
I don't know. I don't have the if people can't get their shit together and think, and I think that's the biggest problem is people react. They don't think. I watched I'll reference fucking Eric Bischoff again. He did a TED Talk, and his TED Talk was about how the news and most, if not all, media outlets are not there to make you think. They're there to make you feel. And I think that's the problem, is people react on the way that they feel without thinking first. People just react. And that is like, so when you ask me, how do you solve the world's problems? I don't know. I don't have the answer to that, and I'm not going to pretend like I do. But in my personal aspect, I just am fucking going to take a step back, and I'm just going to observe what I want to observe and live in my fucking bubble and try to live a happy fucking life. Because me getting on social media and bitching about a fucking movie that came out is asinine. And the reason that I know that is because I've done it in the past.
What movie made you angry?
Batman vs. Superman, Dawn of Justice.
Oh, it made me angry too.
Yeah. I mean, after I watched the director's cut, I liked it more because there was a lot more fucking context there. The story made a lot more sense after you watched the director's cut. But I've gone back and watched the theatrical cut and was mad again. But guess what? The second time I did it, I didn't get on Twitter and bitch about it.
I mean, I got on Facebook and bitched about it, but people seem to enjoy it.
Great. I don't know, dude. And then I'm just going to keep going back to what I was saying is I'm just going to sit back and observe. I cannot control, like a few months ago, man, I was smoking way too much fucking weed, wasn't taking my anti-anxiety meds, and fell down. Then there's multiple days of me falling down the rabbit hole of creepy shit on YouTube and conspiracy theories on YouTube. And I had myself believing a bunch of crazy shit. And Chris Paw, of all people, fucking put it to me a great way because I was talking about the Illuminati, which is just like, now that I think about it, it's like, you idiot. But Chris Paul was like, dude, I've fallen down that rabbit hole myself before. And even if you were the one to expose it, what are you going to do to change it? You can't. So that was at one point, you know, one of the things and why I'm at where I'm at now, why we kind of chose to talk about this is like, I'm fucking done with, I use social media to attempt to be funny. I use it to, it's basically the only way that I can, you know, see any fucking trailers or anything anymore. Because I don't watch, you know, like cable television or network television. I don't have it. I just want to sit back, have a good time with my friends, create, you know, if you want to call what I do art, I don't know. You know, I've been writing, you know, in the meantime that we haven't been doing Hate Flow. I have a wrestling zine now, and that's what I get my enjoyment out of. I get my enjoyment out of, you know, going to wrestling shows and talking about wrestling and covering it or comic books or whatever. But like, I'm past the point of if I don't like something, bitching and complaining about it because it serves no fucking purpose whatsoever.
You can bond with other people over your hatred of a thing.
Well, yeah, that's what this podcast is. But That's different. We're talking. We're not typing.
No, we're not typing. Jordan, your new job is going to be to transcribe all the episodes.
That's like a court reporter?
Like a court transcription.
Okay, that's... Is that what they're called? Transcribers?
I have no idea. Stenographers?
Stenographers, that's what it is. Nailed it.
Yeah.
Nailed it. So next week, stenographers.
Jordan, why do you hate stenographers? Because fuck those bitches. They're tiny little keyboards.
And you know what? Strike that from the record, bitch.
Bitch. All right, so Jordan, what have you been up to since you've got a wrestling zine called Wrestle Void?
In the meantime, I have what we put out. Above Below Entertainment has put out, we put out a music video. We have a short film directed by BJ Colangelo and Zach Schildwachter, called Labrys. That will be out, in the near future. We are currently working on, Zach and I are currently working on a couple different projects. A lot of my focus has been on Wrestle Void. I've got a couple other projects coming out later this year. One with Chris Paw, which it's too early to really talk about that right now, but, it's going to be a lot of fun. Just covering the, covering and talking about the shit that I really like. I mean, that's what I've been getting enjoyment out of. I work my customer service job fucking 40 hours a week, and it is what it is. It's just a gig. I don't care. It provides me the money for me and my fiance. Oh, yeah, I got fucking engaged in the meantime to former guests of the show, Chelsea King, and one of both of our very good friends.
Mm-hmm.
I got engaged happily, and we'll be getting married in the spring of 2020. None of you are invited unless you get an invitation. It's just funny. I have so many. And congratulations to Default Setting on the Above Below Network for winning Podcast of the Year at the Cleveland Comedy Awards. That is 2 years in a row that Above Below podcasts have won that category. You won an award yourself.
Best Sketch Group, Sad Boys Social Club, second year in a row.
2 years running.
I think we're the only repeat.
Are you?
Yeah, I think so.
Right on. So
No. Cleveland Comedy Festival also won Best Festival. So.
Right on. So yeah, I mean, I've just been... you can always find me at El Hordano Diablo on anything, on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. You can get a lot about wrestling, a lot about, same shit as always, man. Comic books. I'm not going to talk about what's going on in the news because I don't fucking pay attention to that shit. I'm just trying to live a fun, healthy, happy life while I'm on this earth. I fucking fear death more than fucking anybody on this planet. So I'm just trying to have a good time. And that's what I've been up to the last eight, nine months. How about you?
I've been sleeping.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've been in hibernation, basically, in Denver, Colorado, enjoying the legal weed.
Right on.
It is $60 an ounce.
Weed is $60 an ounce?
$60 an ounce.
Dude, that fucking, hey, I'm going to move out to Colorado with you.
I mean, if you did, I'd be all right with that.
Yeah, I know you would, and I might actually consider it.
But it's $60 an ounce for me, because I'm a medical patient.
I guarantee you I would be now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm prescribed meds. Mm. I'm on meds. I think we've talked about that on the show before, though.
We have. I am also getting my meds adjusted because I'm tired all the time. And
he's tired of all your shit, everybody.
Yeah, tired of all your shit. Has worn me out, and I have no energy left to do anything. So in an attempt to kind of make sure I don't need to sleep more than 14 hours a day. I'm readjusting everything, and you know, hopefully it'll work out to where I don't go cuckoo bananas again. And I needed a triple dose of antipsychotics at one point, so I didn't murder anybody.
Fair enough.
No, I'll murder one specific person, but, you know, let's not...
Which may even be scarier.
It is scarier, because it's like, nobody would have questioned why I would have killed this person. Like, everybody would have been like, heard my reasons and been like, oh!
That makes sense.
That makes sense. But murder's still wrong, so I went on antipsychotics.
According to the law.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't want to go back to jail. And jail's I don't want to go to prison either. So, you know, it's just I'm trying to...
You don't want to hold nobody's pocket?
No. No, I don't.
I wish everybody could have seen his face when he said no. It was just like, oh, God.
Because I hate that term, hold somebody's pocket. It just reminds me of people coming up like, hey, dude, your pocket fell out. Fuck off. Yeah, Denver traffic sucks. There are too many white people.
Weed's good, traffic sucks.
Too many white people.
That's everywhere.
No, I mean, it's really bad in Colorado because... you know, it's all these motherfucking white people that have immigrated from other parts of the country and settled there and have made their little faux libertarian paradise.
That's going to be the name of your book.
Faux libertarian paradise.
Yes.
But it's also, you know, you've got your people that are very committed to social justice, and it's annoying. And especially because, you know, there's the one thing I have figured out, you know, because I've had a lot of time to myself, obviously, is that I can't fix anything.
Right.
So it's I'll pick my battles, but it's a.
So basically we were arguing for an hour and 10 minutes for no reason because we're basically on the same exact page.
Not exactly on the same page, because it's not like I don't give a shit. I give too much of a shit. And it became a problem because, you know, I'm a crazy person. So when I get angry, I get, you know, angry.
You don't get angry, you get irate.
I get, I lose control. So the important, very important thing for me was to try to, what can I do to maintain control? Well, I can't carry around all these old grudges because, you know, what am I going to do? I'm just going to motherfuck them in front of people and they're going to be like, well, we don't think that person's so bad because of this, 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 and this. And I'm like, I don't care anymore.
Right, right.
It's just, and there's nothing I can do about the fact that my friends keep getting hurt. There's nothing I can do about any of it. So... I'm just trying to focus on my projects and do what I can in the interim.
To make yourself happy, and guess what? There's nothing fucking wrong with that. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that.
It's my focus has been less on making myself happy and more on giving myself stability.
Happiness is part of stability. Yeah. And vice versa.
I'm never going to be happy. I'm a miserable piece of shit. But
grow up.
It has.
I'm kidding.
It's I have aged significantly.
You have AIDS significantly.
I have significant AIDS. Not full blown AIDS. Significant AIDS.
It's just significant. It's significant enough to not be full blown.
Yeah. And I got it from shooting heroin into my dick.
So what can people expect in the future?
What can people expect in the future?
I talked a little bit about what I got going on the rest of this year.
I might be back. I might not.
Does that mean we would be back?
It does mean we would be back.
Oh, shit.
There's also a possibility that we would be back even if I didn't come back.
That is a possibility.
Cause
technology is awesome. You can get on Facebook and bitch about anything.
I have money for technology, is what I'm trying to say. So, yeah, basically...
Fucking Bill Gates over here.
We'll be back eventually. It's, you know, real life. I gotta take care of my shit, and then, you know, everything will be not back to normal, but, you know, I just... I need to be away from all these whites.
A fucking men to that.
Jews are aliens there, and, you know, it's... I've had enough of that shit. And, it's just... At the place I work, you know, I'm only friends with, like, other oppressed peoples. And we all, like, bitch about the whites. So that's been fun, but... yeah, I just need to, as a crazy person, I realized a while ago that, you know, I need somebody to check on me every now and again to make sure that, I haven't, flown off the handle and haven't realized it, because a lot of times it'll happen. It's like, I think everything's perfectly normal, but, no, I've got a wild look in my eyes, and I'm saying a bunch of ridiculous shit. I'm talking in a weird voice, and, you know, I am not sleeping, and I need somebody to pull me aside and go, hey, you're acting kind of crazy, so.
Well, I think that those things could be adjusted, mm-hmm. and... all I can say is that when you hit me up and asked me to do this, and I was excited from the get go. You know, you moved, we took a break. It's you know, we're not back full time right now anyway. Mm. But who's to say what happens in the future? 2019 is not over.
No.
So yeah, there's gonna be some fun stuff. Keep checking out Above Below Entertainment. Keep checking out. What Sheer and I do, personally, it's we always got our hands in the fucking stove.
Yeah, well, hands in the stove. That's...
I was waiting for you to. Paul laughed, and I was like, "All right."
All right, before we get going, thanks to Paul Wolf for recording us,
as always,
mixing us. And our network, Lousy Weather Media, and our sponsors. Brit Fox, and that's our only sponsor. as to right now. But yeah, Sad Boys Social Club, Hate Flow, all of it. Look for it to.
Wrestle Void TV, if you're a wrestling fan, that's coming out shortly, as soon as I can get the new computer up and running. I figured out a very, very cheap way to film it, and it looks fucking great. So that's going to be happening.
There you go. So, Jordan, I don't think anybody hates social justice warriors as much as not guest.
No, it's me. The world apologizes again. I'm a rapid offender. You can see right through my skin. I don't care about making mistakes. I keep standing up and falling on my face. Feed me nothing ages. Drag me to the ring. Another discharge may burn. Daniels is drunk in me.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.